This is Using the Whole Whale, a podcast that brings you stories about data and technology and the nonprofit world. My name is George Weiner, your host and the chief whaler of WholeWhale.com. Thanks for joining us. So it's March in DC, and I am listening to a pirate band. And it's all the fault of a great organization called N10, Nonprofit Technology Network, and the NTC, their technology conference, that just wrapped up here at the end of March. And the only real way to describe it, well, is for you to listen to the pirate band that closed out the final Geek Games day.
Hey ho, chicken on a raft.
Now she didn't cry, she didn't fuss.
Hi ho, chicken on a raft.
Am I the one that she loves best?
Hey ho, chicken on a raft.
Or just a cuckoo in another man's nest?
Hi ho, chicken on a raft.
Hey,
chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. That toes forward and the dustman.
There you have your pirate band. The event went from March 13th to March 15th, and I figured the best person to talk to was Amy Sample Ward, their CEO. And here's the conversation we had. I am here at the end of NTC. It's Wednesday, and who better than Amy Sample Ward to tell us how did it go?
It went really well. This was a record setting year. We had 2120 attendees. 2120.
To be exact.
To be exact.
Not that you count.
Yes, exactly. And that's not counting the online NTC people streaming the content. With 61.5% of them, this was their first NTC, which is pretty on par. We're normally around 60% for first timers. And 21 different countries represented. It was a really diverse group of people, and one of the biggest pieces of feedback we were hearing, not that people sought out staff to tell us, but you know, looking through the tweets and things like that, overhearing in the hallway when you're walking to sessions, was that people just couldn't decide which session to go to, where to be, because they felt they wanted to be in every one of those sessions or have all of those conversations. And that's exactly the problem we want everyone here to have.
Well, brilliant. Can you also give us a little background on yourself? You just stepped in as the new leader of N10.
Sure. Prior to being the CEO, I served for about 2.5 years as the membership director. And prior to that, led community-driven programs for TechSoup Global.
Awesome. So this is, clearly the Venn diagram of overlapping technology, as you like to say, and nonprofits, which is obviously a topic near and dear to our heart. And we'd love to see the fact that this is growing year over year, which means there's a there. People are looking for solutions to rising problems, responses to new technology. And the inevitable question is, what are the trends that you are seeing and biggest pain points that you've either anecdotally or literally heard?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely growing, and it's interesting. It's, you know, it isn't just more people joining the N10 community or attending the conference that have IT or have technology in their title. It's people all across an organization, leadership staff, program staff, communications folks, everybody. And one of the biggest themes or pain points that people often share when they're joining N10 and seeking out resources, well, there's a few, but first I'll share is that, they know that they are doing work, you know, they have staff coming to work every day, delivering services or running programs, but they don't know how to capture the information that then helps them tell the story of why they do that work. You know, a lot of organizations for a very long time have some transaction information. They know that X number of people had a meal today, but it's not being captured really well, and that data management has no strategy around it, so they're not able, as program staff, to go back and say, you know, this is how our programs are changing, or this is how our programs are changing the community. So that's one example. Lots of people all across organizations coming to figure out what to do with their data. And the second is trying to move from things that are good, but maybe not great, to a place where they're great and hopefully not going to become less great immediately. You know, trying to find technology solutions for their organizations that can scale and grow with them over time and not just, you know, buy it now and have it instantly, you know, almost behind what they need.
Yeah, so how do you think the next, like, takeaways, like, who is going to walk home tomorrow, and what is your hope that 2,120-some-odd people are going to be doing with the information from EdTen?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest goals that we have and that we have consistently heard this year, people coming up, actually coming up to staff and telling them, is that sessions are not intended to just explain to you what Facebook is or, you know, tell you how to do this one specific thing. We really want to keep the conversation at the strategic level so that regardless of what your organization does, regardless of what size your organization is, regardless of what solution you're trying to find, you know the strategy, you know the approach to figuring out what makes sense and how to deploy it and how to evaluate it, etc., so that people aren't coming to the conference, everyone in a room, you know, learning about one tool and not really having all the padding around that, you know, to make a decision about this tool and about any other strategy that they might use in the future.
Super difficult. It's like, yes. Do you go a mile wide, a mile deep, and then
right.
let's go a couple inches and like let's find a happy medium.
Right.
And I noticed you were doing a very brilliant thing to get more data for yourself and feedback, which was you implemented a variable reward system for people filling out surveys.
Yes.
How has it been trying to get feedback, and what were some of your strategies?
You know, we normally have a community that's willing and able to share their opinion with us, which is great, and we love it. It's how we improve, you know, what we do. And specifically around the conference, it's so hard because we are asking, we have specific evaluations for every one of the over 100 sessions, plus an overall conference evaluation. You know, so there's a lot that goes into that, and we're already almost at 1,000 evaluations.
And what returned. Can you explain the tactic that you use to, instead of just saying, oh, please fill out these surveys?
Right. So first you have to make it really easy. So we had all the presentations had QR codes so people in the room could just scan it, and then they also have unique links, you know, the link that goes to each of the unique surveys in the session description online, so that if people are online looking, they can just then click directly on the evaluation. Plus, they're all folded inside of one main drop-down, so that no matter what, we can always just point people to edtend.org/ntc/eval, and you can evaluate any session you went to, the overall, etc., so we can then follow up with email. That's making it easy to get to the survey part. And then we were just pulling the full list of people who'd responded to, submitted the survey that day, pulling out names at random, and giving them awards from the main stage.
From the main stage is key, because then
yes.
It's like, oh, I want to be on the main stage as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
And what people won't do for these nerd shirts is amazing.
Exactly.
Utterly incredible. So I guess on a personal level, how was it standing up in front of the 2,120 some odd people that were, you know, there for basically, you know, EdTen and NTC, and you were expected to lead it? Like, what was it like?
You know, it was pretty easy because it's such an open community. It's not a community of people, those at the NTC or those that, you know, the other 47,000 and however many, that don't want EdTen, that don't want their peers, that don't want other people in the community to succeed. So it's really not very scary or daunting to get up on a stage when you know everyone in the room, if the mic cut out, if the slides didn't work, if I fell over, every person in the front row would have been like, I can fix the mic, I can fix the slides, you know? So it's really not, I didn't think it would be a difficult thing because that was the role I was playing, was telling them where to go next, you know? And they were there playing their role too.
Very cool. So you have all these people's information. Like, what, as now looking at EdTen as an organization, strategically,
right.
You're like, we got to do something with this list.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a second conference that we just announced.
Tell
today.
Us about that. Yeah.
It's called Leading Change, and it's really meant to be kind of that next step up on the ladder of technology and nonprofit management expertise. And also at the same time going up, it's also going really deep into the topic. So it'll be far fewer attendees. We're not going to let more than 250 people
Whoa.
Per track attend because we want it to be a rich experience. We want it to be a cohort experience too. So when you register and you say, this is the, you know, one of the three tracks I want to be in, that's, your 3 days at the conference will be in that track. So really getting to know peers that are like you, struggling with similar things, and be able to have deep workshops, direct feedback on your organization's strategic plan or work, you know, that you're doing. So we're really excited about it. It's a very different type of event than the NTC, but I think that'll make both of them richer, because then both of them can kind of own their own thing and not feel like one has to do the same thing that another conference is doing.
Nice. How do people find where to...
We will be doing a big splashy launch of it with registration and information about the speakers. It's unlike the NTC, not going to have community submitted and then self speaking sessions. Instead, we're pulling in academics who are doing research into what's working, pulling in people who've been doing something maybe off the radar for the last 30 years and having them share back with the community what they're doing. So it'll be a different, like I said, a different approach to the programming. Fewer speakers, because we have to make room for those deep workshops.
Awesome.
So it'll all be up on the site very soon. And
N10.org.
N10.org, and we will email everybody. So sign up with us.
We'd love to. So I do hear karaoke in the background.
Yes.
We obviously
have to go.
We have to go back, and my voice may or may not be like this because of previous karaoke. This is an amazing conference. I always have a great time. Any final thoughts?
Come again. And, you know, I said this earlier today. You probably already heard me say this, but we really want to make sure this is your conference. I mean, if it's just N10 staff that show up, well, we do that every day in the office, you know? So we really need people to submit session ideas, even things that you are not qualified to speak about, but that you want someone to teach you. All of that is open in the session submission process, so we get the best content and the best agenda possible.
Cool. How do people find you on the interwebs?
N10.org is the website.
And you personally?
Oh, me personally. You can find me on Twitter at Amy R.S. Ward. AmySampleWard.org is my other website where I post things every once in a while when I have the time. Yeah.
Awesome. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Did a brilliant job.
Thank you. I will gladly go to sleep.
It was so much fun being at N10. I really have to say, being a conference junkie, it is my favorite conference to go to. For nonprofit technology, it really can't be beat. You hear how much in Amy's voice and her statements there, they care about what the community thinks. They survey what the community thinks. They look for input from people from the community constantly so that they can make this conference better and better, which is, you know what? The data don't lie. Those numbers for conference attendees aren't going up if they don't continue to create a great product for them. Final story here. We were an exhibitor. Whole Whale was an exhibitor at the conference, and we had this sort of basketball shot. And if you made it in, it was pretty difficult, actually. You could give $100 to the charity of your choice. Now, as soon as somebody made it, I assumed it was a no-brainer, just, you know, give the check to your own organization. But actually, they stopped and paused, and they said, you know what, I have to think about it for a bit. Any organization? I said, any organization. You know, a couple hours go by, and she gets back to us on Twitter and says, you know what, I think I want the money to go to N10. And really take a second to think about that. She's already, you know, come to this conference, paid for it. There's a, you know, conference fee. And she understands and believes, as I do and many others do, that the technology conference and N10 in general is more than just a gathering. It is a real community, and I think it speaks a lot that she sent that $100 back to N10. So, final sea chanty to take us out. There will be resources online at wholewhale.com/podcast. Take care.
Until blue water, it turns to green. Then I'll dance on down that golden shore and sail the gray.
Funnel line no more.
And sail the gray. Funnel line no more.
This has been Using the Whole Whale, the podcast. For more information about the topics covered in today's show, please check out wholewhale.com and consider following us on Twitter @wholewhale. Thanks.